You are listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose, the food business talk show that shares with you the reality of what's happening in the food and hospitality industry. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible grow and build successful food businesses. Each week on this podcast, you'll get useful information, top tips, as well as what's really happening in the kitchen behind the scenes. Let's get on to today's show. Well, hello there, everybody. I hope you are well. It's Naomi here, and I am the host of today's podcast, Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets. It's the food talk show that goes behind the scenes of the hospitality industry. I have got a little bit of a bombshell to drop on you today because this is going to be my final Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets episode. The reason is, and I'm going to be completely transparent, is I am going to make some changes in my business. I have been looking at what I want going forward, and I've decided that I'm going to make a bit of a change. I'm going to make a few shifts. It's absolutely my decision to do that. So I wanted to talk today about how you can make changes in your business and the best way to go about it, but also give you a bit of an explanation as to why I am going to make changes and what the reasons are behind it. Now, I'm someone who has made changes in my business multiple times. I have talked about this a lot on the podcast over the last 50 episodes as well, and I wanted to share some of the things that I think are important when you're thinking about making a change, however big or small it might be. But the first thing I think is really important, and this is why I'm making a change, is the business still working for you? Think about what is it you want in life. Now, that might seem like a really, really big question. But if your business, we all go into business because we want to do something for ourselves. We're passionate about what we do, and we like running our own business. That's why we do it. And it's not for everybody. People prefer to have the security of a job. I prefer to have the security of my own business. I know I can't fire myself. That's why I run my own business. I'd rather make my own security than rely on someone else. That's my own personal choice. And the reason I have decided to make a change is because I have, over the last few years, been through various changes throughout my business career. And at the moment, the business is just not working for me. I want to get a bit of better balance in life. I've got different financial goals as to where my business is, and that is why I'm making a change, because I also want to work with a broader clientele of people. I enjoy talking to lots of different business owners. Don't get me wrong, I love food and hospitality. That's why I've got an entire podcast on it. And I spend a lot of time in food businesses, supporting food businesses, and that will always be, pun totally not excused, because I love a pun, my bread and butter. And I continue to work with food businesses as I go forward. But I've started working with other business owners as well, other solopreneurs, other people that want to grow their business so it works better for them, so they have the life that they want to live. And that's exactly why I am evolving and changing my business, because I can help a lot more people by broadening out my business to beyond the food industry. And I want to share and help and support other people beyond food. And that's why I'm making a change. And like I've said, I've actually been thinking about what I want for my own personal goals, my own financials, my own lifestyle. And I want to have a bit more freedom in my life, which is, again, at the moment, I need to make a change in this business to allow myself to do that. And this is part of that change. So Baking Boss is not necessarily going to continue in the way it was. I will be coming back with another podcast in the near future, so do look out for that. But I am going to be actually changing my brand. I'm going to be changing quite a few different things, because now is the time I want to make a change. Sometimes it can be really, really hard to decide to make a change, because is the grass greener on the other side? That's what we wonder. We're safe with what we know. We've done it over and over again. And I've been faced with some very difficult decisions in my past where I've had to close businesses. It's never been an easy decision. Making change is sometimes really difficult. Change is inevitable. It's the one thing we can guarantee is going to happen, is change. And getting comfortable with it can be a really scary thing, particularly when we're going through change and we're taking risks that we're not sure it's going to pay off. So the reason I am making these changes is because I want to travel a little bit more. Like I say, I want a bit more freedom in what I do. So I'm evolving my business. I'm adjusting it. I'm still going to do a lot of the similar stuff I did, but I'm just not going to restrict it to one particular industry because I know I can help a lot more people. And I'm going to be doing things slightly differently. So I am going to be my own self-brand. So my business is going to be me. I am going to be Naomi Rose, the business. I'm a business strategist and marketer. That's what Baking Boss is built on, my skill set, which I have been honing for the last however many years in my career, 20 plus years. And I want to share that with more people and help them because that's what I love doing. I love helping people and I love talking business, as you probably gather from this podcast. That's why I want to evolve it. And I was feeling a little bit restricted in one particular area. And I love the food industry. Like I say, I do love it, but I wanted a bit more freedom to work with other people. So that's what I'm doing. Now, if you are at a crossroads in your business, I want to know that you are one, not alone. I have been there, so I completely understand how daunting it can feel when you're just, there's something in your gut that's telling you this isn't working for me anymore. Usually it comes down to a few things that you start to think. It could be money, it could be income. So it could be thinking about, is my financial goals in my business actually meeting my own personal needs? I have talked about pricing, I've talked about money. I haven't talked much about money mindset on this podcast and your own mindset as much, but your mindset is your mind is going to be your strongest muscle, but it can also be your biggest weapon. It's okay to want what you want. Let's just put that out there. Your business has to work for you, not the other way around. You have to make it work so that your needs are met. You can have whatever it is you want to have. You're the only one limiting yourself. Or other people's beliefs are making you believe you're limited in what you can and can't do. That can be quite scary. You think, I'm never going to get there. If you want something, you can make it happen. It might not go in the way you want it. I mean, I am living proof that sometimes things don't go the way you are. But what is it that you want to achieve? What are your own personal goals? Maybe it is getting more income so you can support your family. That's fine. Maybe you want more holidays in your life. That's absolutely fine. How you spend your money is your choice. But if your business isn't bringing in the income to do that, maybe it's time to make a change and think a bit more strategically about what it is you want from your business. What is this that you want to achieve? What do you need to change to make that happen? The other thing that often can make you feel like you want to change your business, or maybe you've got this feeling in your gut, particularly in hospitality. We know it's a tough industry. It's physically demanding. Also often demands a lot on the time of your own personal time outside of those socializing hours. We know that we work at meal times. We know that we work on weekends because we're servicing all the people that get to enjoy those times. And you might be feeling that you're just not getting enough of your own time. You might be working 60, 70 hours a week. I know I was working 7 days a week, 80 hours a week for a great portion of time before the end of my business. And it was the wrong strategy. It wasn't working for me. So when I was coming towards thinking about closing the cafe, bar and bakery, I was working very long hours and it burnt me out. It wasn't good for me. It wasn't good for the business. It wasn't good for my team. It wasn't good for the customers. There was nothing that was working properly about it. But I was the owner of the business. I was the CEO. It was in my control to change it. I just had to face up to the fact it needed a change. And the way I had went about making that particular change was I had to stop. I closed the doors for a little bit before I decided what I did next because I wasn't going to be able to think clearly about where I wanted my business to go until I actually stopped and looked at what I needed to do next. And that was a really great decision. So what is it that you want your business to do? What is it that you want to achieve in the business? What do you need personally? Sometimes the other things that happen in the business where we think you need to make a change is you're just not enjoying it anymore. You should always, always enjoy what you're doing. We all have bad days in the office or in the kitchen, as it may be. Sometimes things don't go well. But sometimes things you've just had your time with them. That's totally okay. If you've been there, done that, worn the t-shirt and want fresh clothes, your choice to do that. There's no one holding a gun to your head saying you need to do this business until you die. If you've had your time with it, stop. If you want to make a change, make a change. So in the UK, a lot at the moment, there's been a lot of changes in the way people eat, the way hospitality changes. So near to me up north, there's a Michelin star chef called Michael O'Hare. He's actually closed his Michelin star restaurant, Man Behind the Curtain. He closed it, lost his Michelin star by choice because he wanted to create an experience that worked better for his customers. So he made a really bold decision to actually change the entire bar, the entire business, sorry, to make it work better for him, to work better for his staff and to work better for his customers. And he's coming back with a completely different experience. That's totally in his control to do. So why can't you do that? If you need to make a change in your business, whether it's small, whether it's big, you can change it. You can make that decision to change. Sometimes it could be that a product or a menu item or something, some element of your business is not working for you anymore. It could be for financial reasons. It could be that you feel that it's had its time or you just don't like doing it. You can stop doing it. I totally give you permission to stop doing something you do not want to do. Maybe it does make money. I had the bar open on Thursdays for an entire year to prove to myself it did not work. Guess what? It did not work. Thursdays was not a day that people wanted to come in and drink. Fine. I actually added in events on that day and that worked particularly well. I made a change. No one died. It didn't affect anything dramatically in the business. I just made that change. Sometimes it's about just having the bravery to say when something isn't working and making a change and making it work for you. Sometimes things just don't work. And sometimes that is sad. It's really hard. It can have an emotional effect. I know when I closed the business, it was very emotional. I found it very hard. It was my absolute last resort. It was the best decision to make. I had to look at the business in a financial sense and look whether it was going to work and whether I could weather the storm of the cost of living crisis. I couldn't. I didn't have that financial pot of gold in my back pocket to do that. And I had to make a really difficult choice. But that was the right decision to do. And it gave me the opportunity to then go on and do what I've done now with this, grow my business, Baking Boss, to where it has got to now. Now I'm making another change. I'm expanding my business to help more people because that's what I want to do. And I want to change the way I work. That's totally within my control to do. And doesn't mean I'm not going to be there for you lovely listeners. Like I say, there will be another podcast coming back. So do look out for it. And you can come and follow me. I'm be at Naomi Mose. I haven't got my social handle sorted out yet, but do look out. It'll be announced on my social channel soon. So do come and give me a follow over there because it'd be great to see you when I've announced what my new business is going to be coming out and doing. The one thing that I think is really important when you are going to make changes, if they're significant changes. So in my case, like I've said, I made lots of changes in my business, but the biggest one was obviously closing it, was the communication. So I had what they like to call an exit strategy. So even when I was developing the business from the infinite beginning, I was thinking about what my exit strategy would be at the end. Not because I'd close it down in the way I ended up closing it down. That was not the aim. I was thinking about how long I wanted to do the business for and what it might look like going on from there. Because you don't have to have your business your whole life. It's not just because you started it doesn't mean you have to keep it going forever. You can sell it. You can evolve it. You can franchise it. There are so many different options you can do. You as a person grows during that time. So it's okay to evolve as a person. It's okay to go on to do different things. Do what I do. Go on and mentor people. Maybe you're an expert in market stalls and stuff like that. People need help and support. So go on and do what you want to do. But I had an exit strategy for when I was closing down my business. And like I said, I did have an exit strategy when I started my business, but it's more thinking about what my forward plan is. Where is this business going? What is it that I want to look at in the future? But when I made the decision that it was time for it to close, I put together a plan that would help me exit the business. when you set up a business, you have a plan. You also need one when you exit, because it's not just a matter of sometimes literally closing the doors. There are steps that need to happen. So you need to think about what that is. And one of the key steps in there is communicating with your audience, a bit like I'm doing today. So I am sharing why I am evolving the business, why I'm changing, why I'm going to evolve. It's really thinking about how you bring people on that journey with you, how they understand the reasonings. Now, you might decide on what you want to do and what you want to share with people on the outside world. I was very honest about why I closed my cafe, bar and bakery. I shared it in the press. I went quite loud about it because I wanted people to understand that sometimes things don't work, and there have been plenty of businesses that haven't necessarily turned out the way they did. Doesn't mean they weren't successful. My business had many successes and I'm very proud of them. Did it end in the way I wanted it to? No, but it gave me the opportunity to be here and supporting more people. So it's led to opening new doors. It's led on to bigger and better things that I wanted to do. So it doesn't mean just because the business physically closed its doors, my time as a business owner stopped. I hear so many people don't go into business because they're worried about it closing. Just because something ends doesn't mean something else isn't beginning. So just think about what your plan is to actually close down. What it is if you are closing down, or what if you're making a significant change, how you're going to manage that change. How are you going to make sure that it's done as smoothly as possible? Because you don't want stress. Change can be very, very stressful, and there will always be a bit of stress when it comes to change. So think about those key things that you need to do to make your life as easy as possible, and to take people with you if that's what you want to do. Again, your business, your rules. You can decide what you do with it. There also may be things like if you've got client orders or customer orders, or you've got bookings or whatever that might be, you might have gift vouchers. They're all things you need to address. They're all things that you might need to do as well. So look at the financials of what it might take to make changes, because that's really, really important. Now, if you're listening and think, I'm in a position where I do want to close my business, I want to change my business, or I just want to evolve my business, you can. You absolutely can. You just need a plan in place on how to do it. You might want to change names. You might think, it's not working for me financially. Sometimes it's just taking a step back. Now, if you're in that place where you're not sure which direction to go in, just shut your business down for a few days. Take some space for you. Get away for a bit. Because when you're in the thick of it, it's very hard to see the bigger picture sometimes. I did it, and it was the best decision I made, was to take a few days away and just let myself breathe, let my mind settle. We forget how important it is to have that time for ourselves. So what is it you need to do? What is it you personally need? Not what anyone else needs. What do you need to do to make those changes? If it's space, it's a bit time to think. If it's time away, shutting the doors for a bit, just do it. The world isn't going to end because you close your business for 3 days or a week, or in my case, it was a month. People still came in after a month. It was fine. The world hadn't ended, but I came back with a much clearer idea of what I was doing, what I needed to do. And I was recharged. I was so burnt out, it was not worth actually opening the doors before then. It was a good decision to make. There are my kind of advice for if you're thinking you're making changes in your business. Again, your business, your rules. That's why I'm changing, because I want my business to work for me, and I want to be able to help more people with their strategy, with their marketing. That's what I absolutely love to do. And that's why I am going to be talking to more than just food business owners from now. And the great thing about me being able to speak to more business owners is it helps other types of businesses as well. It's not just, you can learn so much from everybody else for different types of businesses that we can use in different industries. And that's what I'm really passionate about. I've talked a lot about how community is important to me, how I want to make sure that we can learn together, we can share each other's mistakes, we can celebrate wins, because that's what's really important. So that's why I want to help more people. I want the business to work for me, and I want to be able to work for a bigger variety of different business owners, because I just love doing what I do. So this is, in fact, my final episode. As I said at the start, I have loved doing Baking Boss. I have met some fabulous people through this podcast. I have had so many wonderful opportunities. Like I said, through there, when one door closes, another one opens. So there will be another podcast because I love doing podcasts. So do look out for it. Come and check out my new social channels because I am going to completely be changing everything up a little bit. And I'll be coming back as myself. So if you want to continue following me, see what the next stage of my journey is, and I'd love to keep in touch with some of you guys as well, because you have been a big part of that. Please do come and follow me and find me. And thank you again for listening. It has been a true pleasure, and I am so proud of having managed 50 whole episodes on this podcast. As ever, have a great week and happy baking. Thank you for listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose. If you're enjoying this podcast, then please do give it a review. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. If you want to get some useful resources, then do visit my website, bakingboss.net. And give me a follow on social media at Naomi Rose Baking Boss and I Am Baking Boss. We'll see you on the next episode.